Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and we're sitting with first-time author Jody Newbern. Hello, Jody.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and I'm looking at the title of the book, Regifting Revival, A Guide to Reusing Gifts Graciously.
Exactly.
Now, I've got to ask you right off the bat, this is a topic that people don't like to talk about.
I know.
So why, for your first book, did you choose, of all things, regifting?
Well, they tell you to write what you know, so that's what I did.
What do you know?
I know all about regifting. In fact, it's kind of one of my, I wouldn't say my nicknames, but all my friends expect it from me. And I've been doing it forever. My family's been doing it forever since I was six years old.
So when you hand out a gift to somebody, do you readily admit, you know, I got this from my Aunt Sarah, but I'm giving it to you now.
No. That's the whole idea. See, everybody's got this bad connotation of regifting, and darn it, I'm going to change that. Because it's, you know, that's the only way to recycle your unwanted gift waste, and we all have it. So that's the best thing that we can do, and you let somebody else open it again for the first time. So regifting is actually a very, very economic way to, you know, take care of things that you don't want anymore for whatever reason and give them to somebody else that might.
And let's face it, everybody really does it, don't they?
I know they do, and I got to write all the rules, so.
Yeah, tell me about the book. Tell me what I'm going to see when I open up that book. How do you fill all the pages on the topic of regifting?
Oh, that's a very good question. Like I said, since I got to make up all the rules, that was part of it. I also started out with types of people, what kind of a gifter you are. There are some people, as you know, that just gift everybody for everything. They're always giving somebody a gift. And then there's people that hate giving gifts. And then there's people that hate getting gifts. And there's people that love getting gifts. So there's all different categories. And regifting, it doesn't have to be so tacky and non-personal. And like you said, everybody's got stuff that they don't need or have gotten that they haven't used or they have doubles of. But besides just that, there's a way to do it which is not tacky, and that's what I call graciously regifting. So you're doing it, but you're not doing it to embarrass anybody or make yourself feel cheap and stupid. So it's all going to change. That is my goal.
Two-part question. What are some of the most common things that people regift, and what are some items that we don't think about regifting that maybe we should?
But there's a whole list that I came up with, 22 of the most common regiftable items. Things that you usually get and you have to regift, or things you get that you don't know you can regift. For instance, the one is my favorite. It's called a twofer. So when you get one of those baskets or gift boxes with multiple types of things in it from like Sam's and things like that you get at Christmas time, the thing is if you don't need all the stuff, you just kind of take out what you like, use it, and then you can regift the rest. But you have to repackage it in such a way so it's not like you're giving them an open box that you've taken stuff out of. So, and that's one, and there's what we call the perpetual regift. That's my favorite in our family, where you give somebody the same gift over and over every year, like a joke. So that's something you can do. There's the chronic regift that just keeps getting regifted because it's so stupid, nobody wants it. But then there's gifts that you get that are just, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. They thought they made a great choice, but it's just not for you, or you've already got one, or you don't need it. So you can either set it aside, and I call it my regift closet, and until you might need it, or you need a gift for somebody. And the way I wrote all the rules, that unless you have actually purchased a gift for somebody, then everything else somehow becomes a regift. Whether it's, you know, been around a while, or you bought a whole bunch of stuff on sale that you're going to give as gifts eventually. So it all happens. So we all do it.
All right, let's role play here. Let's pretend it's my birthday and you, my new best friend, want to give me a gift. But you're re-gifting something.
Okay.
All right, so approach me with the gift and tell me what you say, if anything, about the re-gifting process. I mean, do you actually say something about it?
You can, but you don't need to. I mean, it shouldn't matter. It's just another gift-giving option. You can buy something, make something, re-gift something.
Okay, what if I say to you, gee, Jody, thanks a lot, but didn't somebody we know give that to you 3 months ago?
That could be a regifting faux pas. And that is possible. Maybe I left the tag in there. I personally would never do that, but people have. And there is some rules and regulations to avoid. There's, but sometimes you can play that off. Yeah, I got that, and I loved it so much, and I knew you loved it too, so I thought you wanted it as well.
That's good. That's diplomatic.
Some of you have to memorize, so they sound really sincere. But it's not about tricking people, and it's not about trying to be cheap and, you know, tacky. It's just about we all have stuff that we don't use.
So ultimately, what do you hope people take away from your book?
I want people to realize that it is not something to be ashamed of, that if you give a regift, it's okay. And if you get a regift or you get a gift that you want to regift, that's okay too. And not to be embarrassed about it, that it's just the way of repackaging it, how you perceive it. And the whole thing about gracious regifting is that it's just another way to get rid of your unwanted gift waste.
All right, once again, the name of the book is Regifting Revival, A Guide to Reusing Gifts Graciously. Jody Newbern, you've been very gracious to join us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you can regift the book.